Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. A federal appeals court is reinstating a lawsuit filed by the parents of Democratic Party aide Seth Rich, who was murdered in 2016. NPR's Avi Schneider reports the couple is suing Fox News and two other defendants.
The lawsuit was filed by Seth Rich's parents over a 2017 Fox News story. That story sought to link Rich to the leak of thousands of Democratic Party emails to WikiLeaks. The report also suggested his death might be related. Fox News later retracted the story. The police believe Seth Rich died in a botched robbery. Now the federal appeals court has overturned an earlier ruling that dismissed the family's lawsuit. Joel and Mary Rich are suing Fox News, its reporter, and a former unpaid Fox News commentator for intentional infliction of emotional distress. Fox News says it, quote, did not engage in conduct that will support the Rich's claims. Avi Schneider, NPR News.
At this week's Democratic debate, former HUD Secretary Julian Castro asked if 76-year-old frontrunner Joe Biden could not remember what he had just said. Many saw it as an attack on the former vice president's age. And later, a reporter asked Biden if he'll make his health records public.
I don't have what health concerns, man. You want to wrestle?
What's the deal here, man? When will you release them, sir?
Well, when I get the next physical.
Biden says in a clash over health care reform, Castro got his facts wrong. The acting administrator of a federal weather watching agency is setting off on a listening tour this weekend after a controversy involving President Trump and a hurricane forecast. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
NOAA Administrator Neil Jacobs announced the listening tour in a memo to staffers in which he praised the life-saving work of the National Weather Service and expressed his commitment to scientific integrity. He said the American people are counting on NOAA for accurate information, including forecasts of upcoming tropical storms. Government forecasters in Birmingham, Alabama, found themselves in a political storm this month when they tried to correct misinformation from President Trump that Hurricane Dorian posed a threat to that state. Last Friday, NOAA issued an unsigned statement backing up the president and taking the Birmingham office to task. That prompted investigations and an outcry from the scientific community, which Administrator Jacobs is still trying to clean up. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The National Hurricane Center says that Tropical Storm Umberto has formed near the Bahamas. Parts of the northwestern Bahamas that were recently lashed by Hurricane Dorian are expected to experience tropical storm force winds and heavy rain over the weekend, but not a significant storm surge. The storm was located about 100 miles east-southeast of Great Abaco Island with maximum sustained winds of 40 miles an hour. A tropical storm warning is in effect for the northwestern Bahamas. This is NPR. Actress Felicity Huffman will spend 2 weeks in prison for paying a test administrator $15,000 to have her daughter's SAT answers corrected. From member station WGBH in Boston, Kirk Carapeza reports that Huffman will also pay a $30,000 fine and perform community service.
Felicity Huffman is the first parent sentenced after an FBI investigation into a scheme the Bureau dubbed Operation Varsity Blues. It allowed wealthy parents to boost their kids' chances of getting into selective colleges. In court, Huffman's voice shook as she recalled the moment her daughter learned of her mother's actions and asked, "Why didn't you believe in me?" Huffman also apologized to students who work hard to get into college. Over the next 2 months, nearly a dozen other parents are scheduled to be sentenced. 19 parents, including actress Lori Loughlin and her husband, designer Massimo Giannulli, are still fighting the charges. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Carapeza in Boston.
16-year-old climate activist Greta Thunberg of Sweden and more than 1,000 demonstrators gathered outside the White House calling for action to protect the environment. She explained why to NPR.
In Sweden, we say when we demand politicians to do something, they say it doesn't matter what we do because just look at the U.S. So I think you have an enormous responsibility in leading this role, and I think you have a moral responsibility to do that.
She'll address the UN later this month. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.